We continue to discuss the Beis HaPras, which is a field that had a grave in it that was plowed over. And we learned yesterday that really on a Deoraisa level, there's no cheshash that any part of the Nifter, any part of his bones was carried out through the field. But the Chachamim made a gzeira. They made, because of a kenas, they penalized the farmer for not showing enough cover to the kever by plowing over it, even accidentally. He should have showed more cover. And therefore, they penalized him and said that we are choshesh, that maybe a barley corn piece of bone was carried out into the field, and the field becomes tameh. In today's Mishnah, we're going to discuss cases where the Chachamim did not make the gzeira for one of several reasons. So let's see the Mishnah. Choresh milatimya. Somebody plows over a pit full of bones. Mitzvira satzamay, so he plows over a pile of bones on the surface of the field. These two cases, he does not create a base of pras. Because the Chachamim made the gzeira only in a case where bones are coming from a grave, because that's the usual case where someone's plowing a field near a grave and he might go over the grave. But in these cases, no one's plowing over a pit full of bones or a pile of bones. Therefore, there was no need to make a gzeira in these cases. What happens misad shavara kever besoicha? If you had a field in which a grave was lost, meaning there was a grave in here at one point, but we forgot the location. So here, we didn't make a gzera because it's a svek sveka. Number one, maybe you didn't plow over the place where the grave is, and even if you did, maybe you didn't carry away a bone the size of a barley corn. So because it's a svek sveka, there is no penalizing and creating a base of pras in that case. Or you plowed over the field, you didn't know there was a kever, and then after you plowed, you found out that there was a field. So remember, the whole reason for this penalty, this kenas by the Chachamim, was to make sure that people showed proper respect to the kvarim. In this case, the guy didn't even know that there was a kever there to show any respect. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to penalize him after the fact. He would have shown kever if he would have known the kever was there. And therefore, he doesn't create a base of pras. Somebody who plows a field that's not his. So here, you're plowing your friend's field. You can't create a kenas on your friend's property. Therefore, there's no beis hapras. Similarly, a guy that plows his field, eino oisa oisa beis hapras, does not create it a beis hapras. Why? She'ein beis hapras lakutim. The halacha beis hapras doesn't apply even to kutim. Kutim were goyim that converted under fear, and their whole conversion was called into question. And the reason why the Chum didn't make the gzeir in that case is because the Kutim would not have followed it, so there was no need to make a knas that they wouldn't have kept. So if it doesn't apply to Kutim, it certainly does not apply to Goyim. Now the next Mishnah discusses again halachas of Beis HaPras. Stay Beis HaPras, agabe tahiroi. So you have two fields on a mountain slope, one on top of the other. You have a Beis HaPras field on top of a pure field. And what happens is, in other words, the higher field was already plowed over and you already created a Beis HaPras. But the lower field is completely tahar. What happens? Shatfu gishamim mi Beis HaPras l'tahira. Rains wash down the soil from the Beis HaPras field into the pure field. In other words, it took the soil from the Beis HaPras field and it washed it down into the pure field. So now the question is, now that I have Beis HaPras soil in a pure field, does that pure field now take on the halacha of a Beis HaPras and become tameh? So afilu aduma vilbinuha. So the Mishnah says, even if the pure field was originally red, the soil was reddish, and the Beis HaPras was white, and the Beis HaPras was white, and the rains afterwards turned the pure field white, oy levano, or originally the pure field was white, the hedimua, and the Beis HaPras was red, and after the rains came, the pure field turned red, obviously proving that the soil from the Beis HaPras field ended up in the pure field. Nevertheless, ein oisa oisa Beis HaPras, in neither of these cases does the pure field turn into a Beis HaPras, because the gzeira of the Chachamim was only soil in its original state, but not soil that was swept away by water, and therefore the pure fields at the bottom are not going to be turned into a Beis HaPras. And again, this all comes down to a gzeira of the Chachamim based on a penalty. It's not a real cheshash, and therefore the Chachamim have the ability to limit where their kenas applies and where it doesn't apply.